Sunday, May 4th. The Epistle from the First Letter of St. Peter, Chapter 2, Verses 21 through 25. Dearly beloved, Christ suffered for us, leaving you an example that you should follow his steps, who did no sin, neither was guile found in his mouth, who, when he was reviled, did not revile. When he suffered, he threatened not, but delivered himself to him that judged him unjustly, who his own self bore our sins in his body upon the tree, that we, being dead to sins, should live in justice, by whose stripes you were healed. For you were as sheep going astray, but you are now converted to the shepherd and bishop of your souls. Haydock Commentary. Christ, who was incapable of sinning, did not revile them that reviled him. He suffered all with patience. He willingly gave himself up to Pontius Pilate that judged him and condemned him unjustly to the death of the cross. And remember that all he suffered was to satisfy for your sins, that he bore our sins in his own body on the tree of the cross. Remember always this great benefit of your redemption and of your being called to believe in him and to be eternally happy by following his doctrine, that all of you were as sheep going astray, lost in your ignorance and in your sins, but that by his grace and by his merits you are now called and converted to Jesus Christ, the great pastor and bishop of your souls. You are happy if you live under his care, inspection, and protection. The Gospel from John chapter 10, verses 11 through 16. At that time Jesus said to the Pharisees, I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd giveth his life for his sheep. But the hireling, and he that is not the shepherd, whose own the sheep are not, seeth the wolf coming, and leaveth the sheep, and flieth. And the wolf catcheth and scattereth the sheep. And the hireling flieth, because he is a hireling, and he hath no care for the sheep. I am the good shepherd, and I know mine, and mine know me, as the Father knoweth me, and I know the Father. And I lay down my life for my sheep. And other sheep I have that are not of this fold. Them also I must bring, and they shall hear my voice, and there shall be one fold and one shepherd. Haydock Commentary. How happy are we in having such a shepherd, so great, so good, so loving, so careful of our true welfare. Oh, he is the true shepherd indeed, that came down from heaven to seek the poor sheep that was lost, and when he found it, took it upon his own shoulders to carry it home with joy to his heavenly fold. How dearly have his sheep cost him, for truly has he made good in himself this sentence that the good shepherd giveth his life for his sheep. Let us then ever follow and obey, love and embrace this true shepherd of our souls. The good pastor gives his life for his sheep. He exposes himself to every danger to save them. No inclemency of the weather, no frost or cold, no rains or tempests can drive him from looking over his sheep, to defend them from the attacks of wolves, etc. And like Jacob, he might say, Day and night I was parched with heat and with cold, and sleep departed from my eyes. Genesis 31:40. Or like David speaking to Saul, Thy servant kept his father's sheep, and there came a lion or a bear, and took a ram out of the midst of the flock, and I pursued after them and struck them, and delivered it out of their mouths, and they arose up against me, and I caught them by the throat, and I strangled them and killed them. 1 Samuel 17. This is a model of a true pastor. But Jesus Christ has done more than this for us. He has exposed his life and his repose, he has spilled his blood, he delivered himself to the fury of his enemies, and has offered himself as a victim on the cross to his eternal Father, to free us, his lost sheep, from the most cruel wolf, the devil. And ever since his death, he has always protected his church, assisted and consoled his distressed flock under all their sufferings, pouring into their hearts the consolations of the Holy Spirit, and sending to them holy teachers to govern and lead them in the holy path of salvation. Such were the apostles and their successors, the bishops and priests of the Holy Catholic Church, whom he has sent and will continue to send to govern his flock to the end of time. Every bishop and pastor is bound to abide with his flock in the time of danger and persecution. I know mine, and mine know me. To know, in the style of the Holy Scriptures, is to love and approve. One fold or one flock means there shall be one church of Jews and Gentiles converted.